Okay. Oh, I should probably get the Google Doc open too, shouldn't I?
Yeah, bitch.
Hey, listen, I've only done 70 of these.
Like 78 now, if you count this. Well, yeah, more than, actually more than that. We've done like 90 counting all the extra episodes.
Yeah. Good for us.
Woo! We made 60 Woo-hoo. Bucks off of it.
60 US American dollars.
It's true. How much money do you Can't think we've spent on pizza over the course of this show?
Well, we were going to spend that money anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't look at it. Maybe it's driven us to purchase more extravagant pizza.
That's definitely the case for me, but I probably would have also just spent all that money anyway, because you know how I am.
I know this person.
Let's see. Rusty, you got a character this week?
Oh, gosh. Do I have a character this week? I don't know. Yeah, I think I got a character this week. Hey, it's me.
Hey, who's this?
It's me, Lil Shrimp.
Lil Shrimp?
It's Lil Shrimp.
What's your deal?
I live in an apartment complex, and I lived in the ducts.
Okay, are you a shrimp, or are you just like a tiny guy?
Just a little man.
So you're kind of like Jim Leno, except you live in an apartment complex?
I do live in an apartment complex, yes I do.
Why are you called Little Shrimp? Sorry, Little Shrimp.
Because I came out from the ocean. That's how they found me.
Oh, like washed up on the beach, or...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, do you have any memory?
They thought I was a piece of driftwood.
That's weird, but okay. What? Where do you think you came from? Why did you wash up on the beach?
My memories I lost from that time.
So, how did you move into this apartment building?
I was rescued by a little woman.
Is she, like, when you say little, well first of all, how tall
She's
are you?
She's bigger than me.
How tall are you?
I'm about 3 inches tall.
Oh, 3 inches. Okay, I thought we were about to say three apples. Oh, okay.
Wait, how much is an inch versus an apple?
It depends on the size of the apple. How big is this woman that rescued you?
About three apples big.
Oh, okay. Is she knee-high to a toad, or are you knee-high to a toad?
I think a toad's tried to eaten me before, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
So this also very short woman rescued you and brought you to this apartment complex.
Right.
Okay, so you just, like, you don't have an apartment, you just live in the vents, like, I mean...
Yeah, I live in the vents, but I still pay rent. It's just drastically diminished.
Vent rent.
Yeah, and I pay all of it through Venmo, too. Ironic, isn't it?
Is it vent
but
controlled?
But I call it Venmo. It is vent controlled. As in, I do have ultimate control of the vents.
Oh, wow.
But I have a little, like, master control that I have to crawl to. And if I don't track it down in time, though, I might get blasted out and fall in somebody's soup.
Oh, man, I hate, you must hate during the winter, when the vents are really hot, you've got to crawl down these vents like Snake at the end of MGS4.
Yes.
It's exactly
Every
like
time.
That.
I do also wear a skin tight octo camouflage suit.
Wait, is it actual octo camouflage or is it just like
no,
octopus skin?
No, it's just a morph suit. They've had a little morph suit.
Oh, see, I thought it might be octopus skin since you came from the ocean.
Yes, it could. That could have been the case long ago, but as I said, I have no memories of that time.
Oh, so you just wear a non-color changing morph suit.
Yes.
A Zentai suit, if you will.
Yes, I am a little Zentai man. That's my gig. That's what I do for a living.
You, like, pretend to be people's furniture, or?
No, I pretend to be one of those little models that people base.
Oh, like the little wooden dolls that people...
I'm like, yeah. So fuck IKEA.
Wait, what?
Yeah. IKEA sells those little wooden guys for $2.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they sold those.
And I hate them. So I'm losing business because they used to be very expensive.
Hey,
Professor Dink.
Yeah, hey, you're a big Doug fan too?
I'm a huge Doug head.
Oh, wow. I figured you'd like IKEA because you could just live off those samplers. One of those meatballs would feed you all day.
That's true, but they always swap me with a oversized panda plushie.
They sell those at IKEA too?
They do.
Okay. I should go to IKEA.
Hey, Alan, it's Russ here.
Oh, real quick. Hey, yeah, what's up?
Have you ever been to an IKEA before?
No, I think the nearest IKEA is like 2 hours from me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I need to go to IKEA.
I'm glad I didn't go with my second character.
Who is?
IKEA Albert. Oh. IKEA Albert? Do you want to meet IKEA Albert?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, hey, it's me, IKEA Albert. I'm the strange man who lives in an IKEA.
How are you hiding in this IKEA where nobody can see you?
I sleep in a stall in the bathroom. Oh. I go into a fetal position and I just stay there all night. I keep perfect form by wrapping my legs around a lamp. An IKEA lamp.
Are you putting the IKEA lamp on top of the toilet seat and then just wrapping yourself around it?
Yes, like an octopus.
Oh, wow. Huh, that reminds me of someone I was just talking to.
Who?
What was his name again?
Little Shrimp. I know IKEA Albert. He's always swatting me with a fucking stuffed panda.
Oh, he's the one that's swatting you.
Yeah, I'm always trying to get this guy out of my IKEA. This is my turf.
I think one of you guys need this. This IKEA ain't big enough for the two of you. Even though one of you is very small.
He is so small. One time he punched me right in the butthole when I was taking a shit on my home, which is admittedly a bad idea.
Well, I mean,
I was only trying to watch out for your well-being.
Well, hold on.
Shit in your stall that you sleep in?
I mean, if he flushes it, it's okay, right?
I mean, there's always residue. I mean, when you eat, when your diet consists mostly of mixed nuts
and meatballs
and dusty meatballs that fell down, the food court's near the escalators, and sometimes a meatball will fall beneath the railing and it'll land inside of this cart full of stuffed animals, or sometimes light bulbs. Or batteries, sometimes batteries, and I'll eat it, and sometimes I'll eat battery acid, and I don't feel so good afterwards.
Okay, so you're saying that you just have some really grody shits that stick to the bowl.
Exactly.
Why don't you just use the stall next to the one that you sleep in?
Well, because what this little fucker doesn't seem to understand is I'm trying to build a stench, so nobody will come into the stall, not even the janitor.
Why don't you just, like, lock the stall door and crawl underneath to the next stall?
I can't have the cops called on me again. It's happened once before.
What happened that time?
They caught me having sex with one of the beds. I was putting my shitty dick in between the box spring and the mattress.
Your dick shitty, too?
Yeah.
Literally or metaphorically?
Shitty in general.
Oh, okay. Metaphorically.
Well, I think, I don't know, it didn't have shit on it. But I feel like being in constant exposure to shit smell in my randy shit home, which is a stall in IKEA, because I'm IKEA Albert.
I mean, yeah, I guess you probably have, like, some stink particles, like, stuck on you all the time.
Mm-hmm. I also eat a lot of Swedish fish.
Do they sell those in IKEA?
Which, ironically, they do sell those in IKEA, because it's a Swedish store.
I know, but I didn't think those were actually Swedish.
See, not a lot of people know this, but IKEA is actually Swedish territory.
Oh.
It's an extension of Sweden, and that's the only place where I can't get committed for my crimes. However, I can be committed if I commit American crimes on there, that America can get me too.
This is a lot like the Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal.
It is a lot like The Terminal. Was there a scene of any pooping in there?
He did live in a bathroom, I think.
The only TV I watch are the fake stand-in TVs. That are on dressers, and there's no, they're just plastic. I just have to imagine what's on the screen.
Okay, well, what do you usually imagine?
Boobies.
Oh, yeah, I guess you don't see many of those inside of IKEA.
No, I don't.
Do they have mannequins or anything there?
This is a single dad IKEA. You got two kinds of IKEAs in the country. You got single dad IKEAs and real IKEAs.
What's the difference?
One has a lot of single dads in them.
Oh, and then one has, like, everybody else.
Yeah, you don't want to go to one of these IKEAs. Usually it's single dads taking their kids there, or checking over their divorce papers and occasionally looking at some IKEA hacks they can do.
You know, I actually did the one, I ordered some stuff from IKEA to make a 3D printer enclosure using some tables. It was an IKEA hack.
How fucking dare you?
What?
The fine people of IKEA have designed luxurious products and you have stain them with your dark magic. How dare you?
You shit in their store.
As IKEA Albert, a brand ambassador for IKEA.
And a literal ambassador of Sweden, I imagine.
Hopefully.
One day.
I'm flying to your house to kick your ass.
Oh, you can't leave the IKEA, like,
me
stupid
too,
kid,
little
bitch.
Shrimp's gonna kick your ass.
Why do you care? If he leaves the IKEA, you can move in.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
What? Fuck you, little shrimp.
You didn't respect me.
No, you're like tiny. I respect you even less than IKEA Albert.
You should have called me. You should have called me my little shrimpness.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm a little shrimp.
You're not even like a literal shrimp. Also, little shrimp is redundant because I mean, you're little, and shrimp is something you call people that are little.
How dare you?
Bitch.
Everything you say fills me with a deepened rage and a hunger for revenge. IKEA Albert.
Yeah, what?
I think we must combine forces.
Okay. I'd let you sleep in my front pocket. But I don't have it anymore, because I used it to roll a cigarette and smoke a cloth cigarette, and I got sick.
Where do you find the tobacco inside of an IKEA? Was it just like sawdust from a table or something?
Yes, it was sawdust from a table and sprinklings from some crusty old shaven down. There's some of these meatballs you find under one of these carts.
They get stuck in the ones that get like stuck in the escalator and kind of like ground up and like passed to the underneath area. Yeah,
and they get dusty and cold and old. They have potent hallucinogenic effects.
You're going on like a meatball trip, huh?
I'm kind of on one right now.
Maybe you could, I don't know, maybe... Little Shrimp, does that sound like something you'd be interested in? Are you into meatball tripping, or...?
I'm into meatball tripping. I want to put some of that meatball in my meat butt.
you're gonna be meat colon rolling.
I'm gonna be meat colon rolling. One time I sat on a steak for 3 hours.
Just for fun, or...?
I saw a YouTube video of it, and that made me horny. But doing it myself made me unhorny because I'm ashamed of my tiny body.
So wait, did you try to do this for like hallucinogenic effects? Like it would go rancid and then like...
No, horny effects. But I'm thinking maybe if it goes right up my brown peeper. Hey mom, sorry by the way if you're listening.
It's not Russ's fault. He can't help with these guests.
It's these rowdy guests that we get.
Yeah.
Sorry, you dumbass. Get back in the corner.
Yeah, Russ, get back in the corner. Anyway, Little Shrimp, as you were saying.
Oh, okay.
Not you,
sorry,
IKEA
Albert.
Out.
Hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a nap real quick.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to know where I sleep? All my shit. What's that?
On a stake, or?
I sleep in between a bed. I sleep in a bed made up of two pieces of baguette.
Uh-huh.
My blanket is
piece
a
of cheese?
Thick coating of a Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, okay.
And my pillows are all popcorn shrimp. So if you excuse me.
Oh, well that makes more sense as to why you're called Lil Shrimp then.
I don't see any connection.
Why didn't you bring that up initially?
Well, it's just how I sleep. I don't call you Pillow Allen.
You don't call me Pillow Allen. That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't call you Mio Pillow Allen.
Yeah, that's true. And we also don't call IKEA Albert Lamp Toilet Albert.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. Anyway, fair enough. Touche.
I'm going to take a little napski here.
Okay. All right. See you, Little
I'm
Shrimp.
Turning my mic off. Okay.
Hey, it's IKEA Albert. Oh, it's a po' boy sandwich. Don't mind if I do.
Wait, hold on. Oh, no.
Yum.
Albert, that wasn't just popcorn shrimp in there. That was Lil Shrimp.
What? Like, there was a little shrimp in there?
No, the guy that we were just talking to, Lil Shrimp, he was in the sandwich.
What?
Open up the bread, dipshit.
Oh, no. I don't see anything but shrimp. I must have eaten all of him.
Oh, well, maybe you swallowed him
whole.
Well, that's good, I guess.
I tend to take big bites. Big, meaty bites.
I mean, I, as hungry as you must be, I can't blame you.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, you could go and finish the sandwich now, I guess.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, what?
I loved him.
Oh, wow.
I was always bopping him because I loved him.
Oh, we should call you Sundere Albert.
More like Vordere Albert. Oh, no.
Is there a Vordere type? Is that, would that qualify as like Yandere or?
I don't want to eat you, Baka. Oni-chan. Yeah, Baka? I don't want to eat you, but I have to for sustenance.
Oh, man. Well, I imagine you've got a lot to deal with right now, so maybe...
I'm going to go to a funeral parlor and...
Get your stomach pumped?
Anything, because I'm very poor. No. Yes?
Could you bury him in the IKEA? I think that's what he'd always want to. He's always trying to move into the IKEA.
Well, I do shit in some of the pillow cases, so that kind of is...
But hold on. Burial. I thought you shit inside the stall to keep to get the stink to keep the cops out.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes you always poop in the same place every day?
I mean, there's like a handful of toilets that I use.
Sometimes I'm sucking on some batteries, getting my fix, walking down the lighting aisle, and I gotta take a deuce, and I open up one of the light bulb boxes, take out the light bulb, and poop them right in the box.
Oh, wow.
I always leave a note, though. I keep my magical little Sharpie on it. Wait a minute. This is a magic marker. That disappears after a couple minutes. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh,
shucks. Oh.
In a way, that's the ultimate IKEA hack.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and change that out real quick. So, have a nice episode, you two. All
right. Thanks, IKEA Albert.
IKEA Albert. It's not IKEA Albert.
I said IKEA Albert. Albert. IKEA Albert.
Well, you said it sounded like IKEA Albert.
Fuck you, Albert.
IKEA Albert.
I'm not going to tell you about my Monica Bellucci dream.
See ya, bye. Whoa, he just fell down the stairs.
Well, that sounds about right, I guess.
That's the latest death on Hogcast.
Well, that was two deaths. Usually we have at least one.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well.
I don't think he died. He could have lived. And we don't know. It's like anime. If you don't see the body, they're not dead.
True, that was like a Disney death.
Yeah.
Yes, he just fell down like a pit.
He could come back in a direct-to-DVD sequel with missing an arm or something.
He could become a genie like Jafar or whatever.
We'd be glad if we ever even made it direct-to-DVD, though, so I don't know.
I think we'd be like direct-to-Netflix now.
Direct-to-Netflix.
Or like direct-to-CISO. Well, more like... Yeah, CISO doesn't exist.
Direct to Crackle.
Yeah. Well, see, they put you on Crackle because because you're a cracker.
It's true.
Yeah, it's crackers. I don't know. What's even shittier than Crackle? Fucking Daily Motion exclusive?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yahoo exclusive.
Oh, well, Community was a Yahoo exclusive. I think that might have been the only one.
Yep.
All right.
Sure killed that.
Yep. Bye, Community.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who needs that community when we have our own community here on Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Welch. With me, as always, my co-host, Alan Black. We are 18 minutes into the show, and I hadn't said that yet.
Well, you know what? We're getting longer and longer into the show each week without getting to that bit. So it's just because we have these fantastic guests.
We have these fantastic guests who can only be on for the first third.
It's true. Russ, what's been Quillhead's Talk Shop personally? What's been happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh my gosh, so much stuff. I'm getting into 100% clean comedy.
Okay. Didn't we do that for episode 69?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it again.
I just mean I'm taking showers now.
Oh, okay.
It's the big difference. No, I'm still cursing up a fucking storm.
Oh, true.
But now I take a shower occasionally, about every other week.
That's pretty good. Hey, you know what? Any improvements? An improvement.
Yeah.
Home improvement.
This is the nicest you've ever been to me.
You know what? I'm glad I just don't have to deal with your stench whenever I record. Between yes, you and IKEA Albert.
That was a thick... Well, it was less mine. It was about a little bit more than usual back when I wasn't bathing.
Yeah, and honestly, Lil Shrimp, he smelled kind of good because he smelled like popcorn shrimp.
He was like a little shrimp man.
Yeah.
It's so funny. He wore an orange fuzzy little sweater that made him look delicious.
I mean, yeah.
I almost wanted to take a little bite out of
it. He was wearing a sweater on top of that Zentai suit. It was very weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought he was a spider for a second. It scared me.
Do spiders look orange and fuzzy to you, Russ? Or
yeah, like the scare. There are some sort of, like, wolf spiders.
Oh, okay.
It's not crazy.
I thought you meant like those little fuzzy caterpillars that pop up every now. Like the little woolly bears? Is that what they call them?
Woolly bears. Oh, I hate these fucking guys.
They fucking suck.
I don't like them.
You know what? You know what pisses me off? You know what really grinds my gears? Caterpillars. Because you know what
I don't like these.
You know what I hate thinking about? So
transformation.
Yeah, the transformation process, exactly. Because you know when they get in that cocoon, they dissolve themselves into liquid.
Yeah.
And then they like reform somehow as a butterfly. What the fuck happens inside that cocoon? Has anybody ever figured that out?
I think there's been some.
Like, has anybody, stuff. Have they made, like, a transparent cocoon so I could see what's going on? Like, is their consciousness still the same? Like, what's going on? They melt. Russ, they melt.
It's like an ice cream cone person.
It's really fucked up. We don't talk enough about this. They don't look remotely the same. Like, all their flesh dissolves and grows back as something else. It's like fucking, like, it's fucking like a T-1000 shit.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about bugs. Tell your dad. Get him to explain
this to me. I'll get my dad on the show.
Russ's dad, tell me about what the fuck is up with caterpillars. Can we see inside
every
the
week? Every week, Alan's like, get your dad on the show.
I'm what like, if I, fine. Okay, so what if I were to get like a cocoon with like a liquefied caterpillar in there and then just like pour the caterpillar soup into like another container? Would it continue to grow and like something I could see like poured into like a little glass vial or something?
I'm starting to feel like you're moving in on my bug eating joke that I constantly make.
Oh, joke?
Yeah. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, you're constantly moving in on my kind of brand, which is eating caterpillars like Go-Gurt.
Okay. Oh, so like
so you know.
So wait, yeah. Are you
unzip the top
the...
and I slurp.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I slurp up the caterpillar juice.
Okay.
To me, it's like the green Shrek Go-Gurt.
Oh, no. National Geographic is going to show me a caterpillar transform. Oh, no. This is horrifying.
What's up?
Somebody, I'm looking at a caterpillar transforming right now, Russ.
Oh, no.
This is a nightmare. Oh, this is like Cell. This is just Cell.
Cell?
Ugh, this is Dragon Ball all over again. I hate this. Oh, man. Fuck. Russ, let's talk about something else. I hate this so much.
Yeah, let's talk about something. You know, birds like to eat caterpillars. But
it's
you know
true.
What they also like to eat?
Millet?
Millet. Yeah, this is our most popular segment. It's the Robin's Millet. It started as a segment about our friend Robin. But she's kind of busy these days, so we just switched to talking about birds mostly.
True. But sometimes we talk about Robin whenever something happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, hey, Alan,
yeah.
I don't have my cell phone on me. Could you do the Robin's Millet?
Yeah, sure. Let me set up a timer here. By the way, on this National Geographic page that I'm looking at, there was another article that said octopuses have sex with their special sex arm.
Yeah, I know about this.
You do?
I did know about that.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The
what's
thing
the
fish what,
do they like? Do they like shoot nut out of their arm?
Yeah, it was kind of funny because sometimes octopus are so antisocial and so skittish that female octopus, if they feel threatened in the middle of sex, they will just swim away with their sex tentacle still inside of them. With
oh,
the male
wow.
sex tentacle still in, and then drag the male along like he's a balloon. Like,
So they're kind of like Edward Penis Hands or something.
Yeah.
Well, it says that they like grab a little sperm packet and then just like hand it to them. Like, here you go.
Yeah.
That's
sounds
cool.
like sounds like probably me. Sounds like I'll have a child.
Just like
take
you
this.
Just like nut in your hand and just like, here you go.
Hey, wife, I've inexplicably have. Can you just take this?
Take this off my hands, please.
Please. I got all this genetic material and I'm not doing shit with it.
Yeah, I don't need it.
I don't need this.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Yeah, maybe you can use it. I don't know. Okay, I've got a timer set for 1 minute, Russ, in 3, 2, 1, go. Russ, huge Irish holiday.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Austin 316 Day.
Oh. Austin 316 Day, of course, because yeah. he drinks the beers and smashes them and does a stone cold stunner on all the snakes in Ireland, yeah. I guess.
He should.
Yeah, that's why I'll never go to Ireland, by the way. It's because they don't have any snakes.
If any women,
there.
By the way, I'm extending this offer. If any women want to come to my house and
stunner
put
you?
Me through a stunner, yeah, please. I think Robin favorited that tweet, which is to say, which is her way of saying, hey, you know what, bud? Hey, pal, I do that for you. So, or did
Russ,
she not?
I'll stunner you into a toilet.
Thank you. That'll work.
What kind of drink would people smash on your head?
What would it be?
Like Pepsi Max or something, or would it be something you hate?
Yeah, Pepsi Max. It would be. Well, I think it should be tailored to the person. To be honest, I don't think it should be based on me. It should be. Oh, that's it.
Yep. Sorry, Russ.
I was so excited to hear what your. Can we just one
okay.
bonus?
One bonus second. I think
what
we
would
should
you smash in my head.
A cactus cooler.
Cactus cooler. Oh, yeah. I thought you were gonna say sun drop.
Oh, well, I mean that is my favorite drink.
Well, that's why I say. That's
oh,
what I'm saying. I
you
think
want it to
be
my
what
favorite drink? I don't know if I'd want to waste
yeah.
it on you.
You would love to use that. Don't even.
No, actually, I would use a Pepsi Fire, the gross Pepsi that has cinnamon in it, because it'd get in your
fuck
eyes.
You are, Mr. Senior freaking masochist here, secret sadist at heart, you monster.
It's true. Domino's goes our hottest segment.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pepsi Fire, something that's hot as fire, it's a pizza pie. And speaking of fire,
right out of the oven.
I went to Blaze Pizza the other week. And you know what? I got the meat eater, or as our friend Mike Mitchell, the Spoon Man, calls it, the man eater.
The man eater, yeah. It do be like that.
It do be like that. And I got the green stripe pizza. So the meat eater, let me pull that up. It's got, instead of, the one thing that's like a little bit weird is the selection of meats that they have is they don't put all the meats in the store on the pizza, which, I mean, I guess it makes sense because, like, you know, that'd be crazy. It's got pepperoni, crumbled meatballs, red onion, mozzarella, red sauce. It's only really got two kinds of meat on it. But
right.
the meatballs are very good. I like those crumbled meatballs. Yes. And because I didn't order it online, I got to see them make it in front of my eyes this time. So I got to see somebody grabbing the meatballs and then crumbling it up by hand. And now, and I didn't notice this before, probably because I ordered online and they didn't give me this option, but they asked if they wanted to sprinkle some sea salt and oregano on the pizza. And then they did the little salt meme on it. It was good.
Wow.
The other thing I got was the green stripe pesto drivel, not pesto drivel, pesto drizzle over
that's
grilled
what it is
chicken.
To me. I hate pesto.
You're just a big Bob's Burgers fan, huh?
Yeah.
Roasted red peppers, chopped garlic, mozzarella, arugula. The arugula is weird because they add that after the fact. So it's like just having like, it is literally like a Weiger hot salad pizza. Like they
right,
just put
right.
a bunch of like arugula on top of the pizza.
Right.
But it's actually good because, I mean, it's, I think if they put it in there, it'd wilt and be a little bit too, I don't know. I like the green stripe a lot. While I was in line waiting for the pizza and while I was like sitting down with my drink waiting for them to finish cooking it, there are so many fucking teens in this Blaze Pizza, Russ. Like an insane amount of teens. I think
teens love Blaze.
I think they might have been out of school because it had snowed like a little bit that morning. And there was like a group of like five teens behind me that were fucking talking about Fortnite the entire time, and then they sat down at a table near me waiting for their pizza, and they continued to talk about Fortnite the entire time. Kids, it's like I was like stuck in YouTube or something. And also these kids, like what the kid behind me, like pulled out a little plasticky looking wallet to pay for his gross pizza.
Gotcha.
Right. But he kind of reminded me of somebody I host a podcast with who also has a weird plastic wallet.
Hey,
and talks about Fortnite.
Hey, I don't talk about Fortnite that much.
You should.
Mostly just to complain that I'm bad at it.
Well,
I was just gonna ask, did you have any like temptation to like,
hey fellow gamers,
have you ever heard of a real game for adults? It's a little thing called Dead or Alive Extreme 3 Beach Volleyball.
Hey, gamers, have you played Sonic the Hedgehog? Listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Do you guys like podcasts while gaming? Why don't you check one out?
I don't think I don't think kids listen to podcasts anymore, Russ.
What?
I don't think anybody under the age of 18 listens to podcasts.
I listen to podcasts under the age of 18.
Oh. I mean, I know we both did, but like...
Yeah.
But like, I don't think that's a thing that happens anymore. I think they just watch like guys scream on YouTube.
We were the kind of kids that people whipped batteries at from Windows, so...
Well, you were just trying to drink the juice from the batteries, so...
IKEA Albert... raised a good point.
Yeah.
I never did that before, but like, maybe I should start getting into sucking batteries. It could be fun.
It could be fun. You should try with a 9-volt first. And by 9-volt, I mean the little turtle man on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the WarioWare game.
No.
I'm gonna vore that freaking SJW punk.
Good. Anyway, yeah, Blaze Pizza
down a peg.
Blaze Pizza. I ate about half the pizza in my car, because there was horrible traffic this day, and I wanted to eat something, so I didn't have to wait an hour before I got home. And you know what? That Blaze Pizza, if you eat it right when it's if you eat it right as soon as it comes out of that oven, it's almost unbeatable. It's great pizza. You eat it cold, it's still pretty good.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I think I like the Meat Eater a good bit better than the Green Stripe. I should have fucked with the spicy sauce. I didn't want to mix anything up, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I gotta get that heat, baby. I gotta get that heat.
Oh, speaking of which, you went to something, a little bit of an exotic pizza place yesterday, didn't you, Russ?
Yeah, I went with a friend of the show, Ravi at Lulzimus Prime on Twitter. We went to a local place. Well, by local, I mean 20 minutes out of town, but still.
Russ, anywhere else that's local.
I know. I'm just so metropolitan now. If I have to drive there,
I wasn't able to take the light rail.
Yeah. I wasn't able to have a light rail on the light rail, which is to say drugs. But,
you're always getting stopped with your katana on the light rail.
Exactly. So I went to Curry and Crust, a Indian pizza place. It was mostly an Indian restaurant that just so happened to serve their food on top of pizza, but man, it was good.
So was the pizza crust kind of like a naan kind of thing, or what?
No,
was the deal?
It was just a flaky, crunchy, kind of generic, like, objectively that crust wasn't great, but as like, you know what I mean? It kind of did have like a sagey kind of,
herbs.
Spice in that bread, though. Yeah, some sort of herby spice.
If they were gonna do, when I think of like Indian pizza, I would think like they should make the crust like one big piece of naan. You know what I mean? Like,
no, it was definitely.
That's a missed opportunity.
Italian style pie. I did have some naan that night. Erica, Ravi's lady friend, did get some curry and naan, and I tried that. It was pretty damn good.
What kind of pizzas did you guys get?
We got a butter chicken pizza. Ooh. And a paneer.
Oh, that's a spinach
curry.
One, right?
Yeah, it's spinach. Let me look it up real quick.
They have like any tandoori chicken pizzas?
They did, but we wanted to get one vegan and one not vegan, one vegetarian and one
Gotcha.
So, you know.
Sounds good. So the sauce was, I mean, it was just literally like curry. What was the cheese situation like?
It was just a standard, it was kind of funky because it was kind of like a base level cheese pizza that they then like put curry on top of. So there was like tomato, sauce on
there. Was tomato sauce
it wasn't
underneath that's strange.
Yes. It was not marinara though. It was kind of bland tomato-y soupy.
Tomato sauce out of a can kind of tomato sauce.
Almost. I want to say it was a little bit more authentic than that, but it worked under this context. Actually,
that's
does
not
that
what
make
I would
sense?
Expect. Yeah, that's not what I would expect at all. The pizza pies you showed me looked good, but that's not what I would expect.
But it worked in that context because, you know, you can have tomato, like a savory tomato sauce mixed in with a curry, it'd be fine. Or have like sliced tomato or something in a curry, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, so
tomatoes
is
a thing.
It was, it just gave it some umami flavor. It was definitely not like... that was not the sauce you were there for. I guess you could have it, though. But really, it was mostly... Yeah, but mostly it was It was mostly just about the sauce. So me and Ravi got the butter chicken, which let me look at this real quick. Homemade sauce with onions, green peppers, cheese, chicken, and topped with McConaughey sauce.
Ooh, Matthew McConaughey sauce.
So yeah, I think they made their own tomato sauce, but it was very much not like Italian tomato sauce. It was just more of a Campbell's soupy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it for people visiting the area?
Yeah, if you're around Hillsborough, Oregon, check it out. It's really interesting. I found it tasty. The pizza ultimately was it was a little gimmicky. I'm sure if you actually went and had the, you know, like the butter chicken itself, would probably be
better.
As good.
Yeah.
Better. But like as a fun, like weird thing, it was good. And it was good crust. I still have some in my fridge.
I have noticed at my local grocery store, they do have like a frozen non-pizza, which is partially why I brought it up. I think it is only like the paneer, like it's like some sort of spinach stuff on it though. They don't have any like chicken, but I might double check that. I might get one of those and try it out and see what the deal is. Because I think the naan crust, I love naan so much.
You naan is very good.
I'm the big, I like naan so much. I watched Naan Naan Bhyori. Because I thought it would have my favorite Indian bread. But it didn't. You know, that sounds like a crazy pizza, Russ. And you know what else is crazy? A crazy March Madness win means free pizza at Little Caesars for everybody in America.
Wow!
Pizza chain Little Caesars launched the If Crazy Happens promotion to give away free hot and ready lunch combos if a number 16 seed beat a number 1 seed in March Madness. University of Maryland Baltimore beat number 1 seed Virginia 74-54, so everybody gets a 4-slice deep dish pizza, pepperoni, with a 20-ounce Pepsi Cola product on April 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So there you go. I had to go grab that.
Have you ever had that before?
I've had the deep dish pizza before. I haven't had this lunch combo.
I have had the lunch combo.
Is it good?
It's okay. But what I had was not great, but it wasn't terrible.
I actually think that the deep dish pizza at Little Caesars is okay sometimes. It really, yeah. Little Caesars is one of those things
didn't
that I feel
that
like
stupid bacon one when you visited.
We did get that, and we were high, and it was good. But also I had it myself not high before we got there, and it was very bad. So I don't know. Like it felt like the crust was just like made out of a loaf of bread. But I feel like Little Caesars, their biggest like problem is that like is quality control sometimes. Because my dad has even noted, it seems like the quality of Little Caesars can depend on who's working there, like at a given shift. So it's very hit or miss for me. So you got to scope out the Little Caesars like a week or two in advance and see like, hey, who's gonna be working here on April 2nd, and then you got to like see what their pizza's like, because they're very touch and go. Speaking of touch and go, that doesn't really have anything to do with this story, but a Domino's franchise threatens YouTuber who restored its DXP pizza car.
It's kind of like legal touch and go, if you think
about
it.
And also, this car was damaged, it was totaled, and what I assume is a hit and run? I don't know. That's like touch and go.
His Papa John and his cruel kamikaze cars, I'm sorry to say.
God, I mean,
trying to take him and his opponents out.
So YouTuber Samrak is known for having rebuilt a totaled Domino's DXP delivery car with their, you know, crazy pizza oven inside of it. But now he claims people affiliated with multiple pizza franchises are trying to force him to give it back or have the Domino's themed exterior markings and hardware removed. Samrak wouldn't specify on record which pizza franchises or brands these people were affiliated with. What do you mean, what brand? Like, obviously it's Domino's. That's such a stupid thing. Domino's corporate responded to to Jalopnik's inquiry saying, here's what we know. The franchisee to whom the car belonged offered this gentleman $10,000 for it. He countered with a request for $90,000. What?
What?
This has to be like a typo or something. From there, it became a legal issue, and that's all we can say. So hold on. The franchisee offered this guy, hey, $10,000 to take this wrecked car off my hands. And then this YouTuber said, I'll give you $90,000. Because he's horrible at bargaining? What the fuck? Maybe they mean 9,000. Maybe that's a typo.
This guy needs a real book called The Art of the Deal.
Yeah. Yeah, please. This guy definitely is not the president. Let's see. He seemed rather hesitant on the phone to divulge too much information. The car is being threatened to be either taken from our ownership. I say our as I share my channel with you, the audience. Okay. Or be deconstructed, since whomever allowed it to be taken into the possession of the insurance company made a mistake. He goes on saying, a comment from one of the individuals within the company was something along the lines of, we thought we'd just crush it, referring to what they thought would happen to the car after the accident. I like that Domino's is, well, one, oh, the thing is, he bought another fucking car, by the way, and I've got a screenshot of it. It looks like he either bought it for $825 or he fixed it for $825. In either case, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, how are you able to do that? This other one, it looks like he took all the Domino's, like, logos off, but it still does have a big pizza oven on the side. How much do you, how do you feel about this guy? I don't know how I feel about this dude because he is basically stealing Domino's valor.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like impersonating a cop, except worse and more dangerous.
Well, actually, it's better to impersonate a cop. Personally, I do it all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's way worse to do this for Domino's because people trust Domino's drivers way more than they trust cops. Oh, yeah.
I was actually going to ask that question. Do you think that people respect pizza drivers more than, you know, like, do you think people drive more carefully around pizza cars and, like, try to, you know, like, try to help them out more?
I personally do. Well, like, whenever I see a pizza car coming, I treat it like it's an ambulance and I pull off to the side of the road to get out of the way.
Like, there's a hungry soul out there and I cannot allow them
whenever
to
I see
late,
a, whenever
anyway.
I see a pizza car coming, I will, like, sideswipe another car to take it off the road, too, to let this pizza car get through. So, I mean, the thing is, like, I would definitely buy one of these.
Right, right, right.
I would definitely buy one of these, but I would make sure that, like, I take the Domino's sign off the top. Just, like, make sure, like, hey, I'm not a Domino's delivery guy, but I am heating up pizzas in my car constantly.
You know what would rule?
What?
But could you fill that? Could you make that little oven like a mini hot box?
I was thinking the exact fucking same thing.
I know, right? And then driving up and being like, parties here, and then blasting it in everyone's
face. And then they
open
up the little door, and then it just weed smoke just pours out.
Yeah, blasts out like 10,000 miles per hour. That fucking rules so hard.
God, that'd be so cool. Now, what if? I mean, I understand why they don't want this guy driving around their car, because, like, what if he was driving around and, like, he was just, like, pulling, like, Pizza Hut or, like, Papa John's pizzas out of this oven? Oh, boy.
Oh, that'd be hell. Well, that's the thing. I was thinking, like, it'd be cool to drive around and pretend to be a Domino's guy. Like, park in loading
spots.
So
you could get, so you could park in the special spots and get laid. We all get it.
Yeah.
We all understand how cool it is to be the Domino's driver, but
how long before you got, like, fucking shut down because you were, like, sneaking DiGiorno's in there because you're a cheap bastard? Like,
exactly.
This is a Tombstone pizza, you asshole.
Like, this is a $5 hot and ready. This is not a... This is... Imagine, like, the bootleg Domino's. Like, like, that's crazy. Like, also, how would you even order that? It would just be like a... Would he be selling it like an ice cream truck? Like, he's just kind of driving through a neighborhood? Now, that's
driving
a good
idea. Up to children, like, you guys want a slice? I'm delivering, you delivered a Subway sandwich for me? Wait a minute. No, this is just a sandwich you got at a convenience store.
Now, honestly, that's a really good idea for something that Domino's should be doing, is they should just load up some kind of standard pies, like, you know, just like large pepperoni, large cheese, like maybe a Supreme. Just put them all in there.
Yeah.
And just keep them in the oven and just drive around town with, like, you know, like a little music box on top that's, like, playing, like, you know, like a pizza song. Like an ice cream truck, and then you just, you know, just hand out hot slices to people. Or a whole pie.
What if, here's my business model. I would drive around with a whole Christmas goose and look for, like, rich men who have recently went through Christmas-themed epiphanies and try to sell it to them.
That's a good idea.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that sounds pretty reasonable. My thing is I would turn that into a big microwave and I'd put a big turkey inside of it.
That's
a little call forward to something we haven't talked about yet.
I would find strange little men who live in vents in an apartment complex and then cook them alive and eat them. But that's just me.
Boy, do you think... Okay, hold on. So, like, if I got in an accident, imagine you totaled the fucking Domino's car. Is it that a safety hazard that you've got a fucking oven in the back of your car at all times? Like, what happens if you get in a crash and then, like, your head goes flying back and it gets stuck in the oven? Like, and, like, you, like, get Sylvia Plathed in a car wreck? Like, that's horrible.
Yeah. It's a Junji Ito irony.
Yeah, I got fucking cooked alive in the pizza oven. Or, like...
This person loved pizza so much they became pizza.
Yeah, or, like...
Who served as pizza.
What, is that, like a explosion hazard? Like, I've got this constant heating elements and, like, a fucking oven in the back of my car. And, oh, I don't know, also the gas tank's near it.
I'm keeping propane... I ran out of room for my propane tank, so I'll just keep it in my oven. I'll just remember to turn off my oven. Don't think about it.
I don't know. Is this an electric car, by the way? I think it might be.
Damn.
It's a Chevy Spark. I don't know if that... Anyway, he got a trademark complaint on his fucking YouTube channel because of this.
Fuck.
He said he bought... Oh, what the fuck? He says this other car he bought... he says he bought the car from a Copart auction for $525. Wait, so what's the $10,000 for before? I don't... Oh. This is fucking weird. I think maybe, like, the insurance payout was, like, $10,000 or $90,000. I don't know what the fuck's going on. This Jalopnik article, this is some poor journalism. I need to know exactly all about the money.
As a journalist, I'm going to have to say, no, Jalopnik. I'm putting the impound on you, baby. I'm putting the fucking lock on your fucking car.
He has talked about using this for charity purposes and driving around to, like, schools to donate pizzas and stuff, which sounds creepy, but...
Right. Alan?
Yeah?
Are we about to celebrate the return of an old friend?
Wait, the... if you mean my arch enemy. Russ, I'm not allowed to go to Singapore anymore because... Pizza Hut is doing a trial of using Pepper the Robot in their Pizza Huts. They've got a picture of the awful horny robot, Pepper, with a bunch of, like, pizza options on its chest. And behind it, you'll notice, is a sign that says, pizza is art. Which, that's true. I can't fault
them.
This
is troubling for you. Because it's saying that robots can create art now.
Yes. For 2 weekends, Pizza Hut customers and an outlet in Singapore can talk to an adorable robot called Pepper to get their pizzas. SoftBank
Alan,
robot...
I'm imagining the look on your face as you said adorable. It's the grimace.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm digging my nails into my leg like that fucking meme. users who find ordering from human servers mundane will be able to chat with SoftBank Robotics Pepper Robot.
This human being with experiences and so much life and
so
interesting
mundane.
Stories. So
let me
mundane.
Talk to this machine.
Let me talk to this machine that does nothing but wants to touch me with its oscillating fingers.
Yeah, it's horrible little, like, fucking, like, Luke Skywalker hand. The trial is a result of partnership by MasterCard, SoftBank, and Pizza Hut. To use this, a user will need to download the Pizza Hut app, sign in with MasterCard's MasterPass, and then connect to their robot via a 4-digit PIN. That's fucking crazy. Pepper is not capable of processing natural language, so orders had to be made step by step. You can't just say you want one large Hawaiian pizza at table 4. You have to type each prompt on a... You have to reply to each prompt on type, size, and quantity, as well as hold up a QR code for your table. So this sounds like talking to a person, except much longer and way worse. Whether this will turn out to be a success remains to be seen, as Pepper hasn't really found success outside of Japan, where it's sometimes available at hotel lobbies as a virtual concierge. Oh boy. Pepper was recently fired from a Scottish grocery after an underwhelming performance. Hold on. I gotta find out about this. They fired Pepper from a Scottish grocery store?
They know what's up over there.
Oh boy, hold on. I'm looking at this article on Digital Trends of Pepper looking up at the camera pleadingly. Let's see. Filmed by the BBC for a documentary, Pepper the Robot is created by SoftBank, blah blah blah. Was put to work in Margiotta Food and Wine in Edinburgh, for a whole week, helping customers with inquiries while at the same time attempting to offer some light entertainment. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Initial reactions to Pepper, or Fabio, as the staff at the Margiata decide to call him, appear to be largely positive. He's just superb, one customer said with a look of utter glee on his superb face. At least they didn't beat him up like this customer did at another store a few years ago. Let's see. Where was that? Where was he beat up at? Oh, it was some. It was at a SoftBank.
Philadelphia?
No, it was in Sunday. It was a couple years ago in Tokyo, where an inebriated
Alan,
you customer.
You in Tokyo a couple years ago?
Shut up! Shut up!
Wait a minute. There's a picture of the potential assailant. They're wearing a freaking
Sonic the Hedgehog hat.
Tata Bonri's stand shirt. They have a copy of Susami at Gambarai-san in their hand, and a katana in the other.
Hold on a second.
Looks
Pepper's on sale for $1,600. That's it.
Alan, you could put that in your room. You know,
I could buy a pepper and then torture it.
Just slowly, like, drain its will to live. It's like, Alan. Alan, this is just Chappy. Alan,
yes.
Please plug me in to the wall.
You have to drink these batteries.
No, only fools would do such a thing.
I'm gonna buy a pepper and I'm gonna like break it apart and replace it piece by piece, like fucking Land of the Lustrous.
My guts, no.
I fucking hate pepper so much. Anyway, let's see. Soon, however, it became apparent that Fabio was limited in the ways he could help customers, and his answers didn't seem that helpful. For example, when a woman asked where she could find milk, he said, "It's in the fridge section," without explaining
it's
where
the fridge,
without explaining where the fridge section is, and without taking her there. The same the same happens when he's asked about wine, answering, "It's in the alcohol section." So that sucks. Where's
the milk? And it's like, "I will follow you until you find it, and when you do, I want you to pour it on me and kill me. I'm Pepper."
The owner of the store, Franco Margiata, decides to try out Fabio for himself, asking where the steaks are. Of course, they're in the fridge section. Having delivered his rather unhelpful answer, Fabio sees a chance to impress his boss by delivering a meat-related joke, asking, "What's it called when one cow spies on another cow? A stakeout." And then the boss started laughing. Just, he thought it was a very good joke. Let's see, blah blah blah.
It's not that good.
His daughter said it's just a walking sign. It just points you towards things. The final task for Fabio involves offering samples of pulled pork to customers, but it soon became apparent that shoppers are very adept at completely ignoring the robot as well as the pulled pork. So they're just ignoring this tiny. Can you imagine how fucking pissed and just like over it than like everybody in Scotland must be, that they see a little tiny robot handing out pulled pork and they're like, "Ugh, fuck this. I'm not paying attention to this." Like, that's crazy. Oh boy.
I'm imagining like Pepper is just like pulled pork and like grabbing a haunch of ham and tearing apart with its bare hands and nobody's paying attention to it.
Whenever they fired him, he said, Franco said, "Regarding that contract, I don't think you need to sign it just yet," he told Fabio, to which Fabio responded rather endearingly, "Are you angry?" Which is, Russ, that's what you say to your boss all the time, right?
All the time. Are you angry?
At this moment, we're not looking for a robot to replace a human's job, but I'm going to miss him. I'm going to come into the shop looking for him, and he's not going to be there.
That's a jilted man. That's a man who's like, tenants in modern capitalism drove me away from my friend Pepper.
Whenever I go to Japan, I'm gonna have to make sure that I stay at a hotel with Pepper, just so I can like scream at it.
A bully Pepper.
Just Pepper, come bring a bunch of toilet paper up to my room. Ugh, I fucking hate Pepper. I fucking hate that Pepper is like 3 feet tall too. Ugh, it's like Sonic height. Speaking of which, our coolest segment, Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tunes.
Okay, so currently it's our most popular, our hottest, and our coolest, like hippest, like
coolest segment.
Hip with it.
I think it's the
coolest
Sonic segment.
News, Views, Reviews, and Tunes. Oh my god, so much Sonic news this week.
all
we're
good
going
news.
Radio Gaga.
Yeah. So I've got, let's see. So the first thing here, all from Sonic. I love when I can go to Sonic Stadium and just grab all the important news that I ever need to know. Expansions to Sonic Mania. They're doing a physical game release that comes with Mighty the Armadillo and Ray the Flying Squirrel as playable characters.
Wait, you need to have the physical version to play those characters?
I do not know.
If so, that's fucked, because I already own this insanely stupid collector's edition.
That is true. It has an encore mode and a four-player competition mode. I'm assuming they'll probably add it to... they're just gonna add like an update or something, like if you have like it on Steam or something, I hope.
Yeah.
Man, I hope, because I'm not gonna buy another physical version. Although it does come with a holographic package and a Sega Genesis reversible cover and also a 32-page art book. Which is fine.
Yeah, all that shit's good, but like...
But also, I bought like the it wasn't $100, it was like $50. Like the fancy collector's edition that came with a giant Sonic statue, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, come on. Also in the Sonic Mania news, we are getting Sonic Mania Adventures, 5 new short animations, done by Tyson Hesse and the soundtrack by, Mania composer T. Lopes. So we're getting these, the first one will be within the next 30 days. This will take place after Sonic Forces and will cover what has happened to Classic Sonic after he returned to his world after the events of Sonic Forces. So there you go. Mm-hmm. There's a little 30-second teaser. It looks good. So good news in the Sonic Mania front. Lots of good shit happening. Russ, do you want to take this next one?
Oh my gosh. Sonic Racing Game teased.
Yes.
Like a little tickle under your chin where there's a potential new Sonic game. We don't know if it's Sonic and Sega All-Stars related. I'd like it to be. I don't know.
Well, so they had a little brief clip, and it shows some car headlights, some car noises, and then it shows a logo with the classic R. It looks like it says like racing, but like only the R is visible, and it's the exact same font as the R from the Sega Saturn Classic Sonic R, as we all know.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to be like Sonic R, where you're just running around. But I don't know what the deal is here.
I don't know yet either. I'm assuming it's going to be
it's car based, I guess.
It will be car based.
There is a car in this video.
Too big to fail.
Wait, what?
Remember, that's when they had to bail out all the cars. Too big to fail. Anyway.
cash for clunkers.
Yeah. So, Alan, are you ready for a new Sega and Sonic All Stars Racing style game?
Is Danica Patrick going to be in it?
I know how much you hate Danica Patrick.
It's true. I hate that she gets to be friends with Sonic.
One time we made that joke recently, and I thought you were talking about friend of the show, Danica Heron.
No, of course not.
I was like, whoa, dude, what the hell?
No.
Danica, come back on the show. Still a friend of the show. Yeah, come back on the show.
But also, you must hate Danica Patrick, too, for stealing your thunder.
Yeah.
I hate all of Sonic's human friends.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Danica that at some point. Are you mad that she gets to drive with Sonic and not you?
Yeah, that's fucked. I hate Chris, bitch Goku, because one, he's bitch Goku. And he has Sonic hanging out in his house, and that's not fair. He gets the Shape of Water saving from a pool. That's not fair.
The Shape of Water. Anyway.
Oh, boy. Russ, I know you're itching for you're hearing all this news and you're thinking, what about Sonic Forces?
Yeah, what the hell? Sonic Mania, you know, the mania stopped spreading. I got some pills for that.
I took some lithium. I'm okay now.
I took some lithium. As I said, I'm sucking on batteries.
that is true.
that is true. Sonic Forces is getting a little bit of a mini update as well.
Yes.
There's a new stage for their racing mode.
It's their Sonic Forces Speed Battle. I never played the speed battle because it's too scary. Sonic Forces is too difficult of a game for me. I played
you lost
like a
your father in a speed battle, as we all know.
Yes, no, that was a stand battle, Russ.
Oh yeah, excuse me. And by father, I mean the homunculus that you were spawned from.
That's true. Anyway, so Aaron Weber revealed that Sonic Forces Speed Battle will be getting Mystic Jungle, It's just that they just showed a little postcard that says that. That's the whole announcement.
Is it like White Jungle?
I don't know.
White Jungle, guess, that was a level.
Your guess is as good as mine, Russ. Now, I'm ending this with a fantastic news story, Russ.
Oh my god, I'm so hungry for this.
Puma and Sonic have teamed up.
You know, as an avowed foot fan, usually I detest shoes. But this time, baby, put these suckers... If I'm going to have to wear shoes, put these motherfuckers
on. Yeah, Russ, you're always telling me about how you wish you could be barefoot at work, how your boss is always checking to see if you're wearing shoes. They spend all day just, like, peeking around your cubicle and stuff, saying, like, Russ, you got your shoes on?
When I try to go to McDonald's and order 50 nuggies, they're like, sir, I can give you the nuggies, but no sauce until you put those shoes on. I go, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck no, which is really difficult for you because you love to dip your toes in the sauce and then suck it off your own toes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've become very flexible the last couple of months. Don't ask me how.
Don't ask why either. Why you tried to do that.
Yeah.
But man... this looks good. The shoes look good. I was hoping that they were going to be a replica of Sonic shoes, which would be fantastic, but they're mainly blue with some yellow and green and red and white accents. These are some wild shoes. I am, however, mad that the video they had is of Green Hill Zone, but they're playing Angel Island music, over it. That's troubling to me, but still... Good shoes.
Yeah. I feel like they've been circling around, like, that, you know, perfect copy of Sonic shoes for years and years now. Like,
you've seen the ones that I have.
Yeah.
They look like them. They look pretty close.
Are they? But they're not licensed or anything.
No, they just happen to look like Sonic shoes.
Yeah.
Nike probably got a cease and desist.
They probably just like to protect the brand, because if there's one thing Sega cares about, it's protecting the brand.
Yeah. Do you think Nike made these like after they bought like a totaled pair of Sonic shoes, like some like ones that got like, you know, like after he ran in them too much they got like burned out, and then Nike bought them for like $10,000, and then reverse engineered them like the YouTuber?
Yeah,
I think that's what happened.
Exactly.
They've got Sonic. But
they can't catch him.
Yep. Speaking of Sonic and how you can't catch him, Sonic X. Episode 6 and 7.
We switch from Sonic X to Sonic Boom. I mean, we switch from Sonic Boom to Sonic X, and I feel alive again. I feel less sick. My body is failing less.
Yes, it's still failing, but just not as often.
Yeah. I guess all human bodies are slowly failing. Ours, like, I felt like my arm was going to fall off at one point.
Yes. Two great episodes today.
Two good episodes. Continuing to be much better than Sonic Boom in every way.
Also giving us a shocking outsider's view of what America is like.
I think that's half of the fun.
In the first episode, Eggman decides that to conquer the world, he needs to gain the admiration of children. And to do that, he's going to make a teacher robot, since kids, you know, respect children, respect teachers the most. So he sends his teacher robot to school. It kicks Bitch Goku's teacher out of the class. The teacher immediately tries to snitch to the CIA by calling them on his watch phone from a toilet stall. They ask like if they should send in tanks and bomber planes. He says, no, just like arrest him. And they're like, oh, that sounds boring. I don't want to do it. So then he talks to the police, who are sitting around a table eating like a big pile of hamburgers.
That sounds like cops. Yeah,
that sounds like cops. He drags one of them to the school. The cop sees the teacher robot teaching the kids how to play baseball by first instructing them on how to play catch, because playing catch is the first step to baseball. And then the robot does some sick stunts because he's a robot and he has like rockets for feet. And all the kids look at him like blasting up in the air to catch shit, and they're like, wow, teacher E51, I admire you. He's like, huh, I'm cool robot. And that's about it. Eventually Eggman gets very pissed and makes the robot instruct the kids to draw him like naked, I guess. I don't know what the deal is there. And then Sonic comes and the robot shoots rockets out of its head, and man, it's weird. Does the robot die at the end? I think the robot died at the end, right?
I think the robot died. He betrayed the humans that he loved. It was like a great work of science fiction, you know?
Yeah, I sing the body electric.
I sing the body electric.
Yes. God the second damn. Episode was all about Chris and his family. His parents have finally come back home because they don't live with him because they say that they're always working, but I think his parents are just like separated or something. I think that's probably it. They're stuck in family court all day.
They're stuck in family court all day, demanding if Chris is going to be able to see his family. See, this is why single fathers are treated so horribly. I'm just saying.
Well, and they're also treated so horribly because they have to go to the IKEA with Ikey Albert.
It's true.
Yes. That's why they're so mad.
They're so mad. Like, the single dad's IKEA, it's like one of the few refuges. They can take their kids there, get them a fancy chocolate bar, make them look at bed sheets for 2 hours. You could say that
the IKEA is a lot like the outer haven for dads.
Yes, it's a place where single dads will always matter.
Yeah, yes, it is the one place.
But this fucking man keeps walking around, and then he proceeds to bore his one true love, man called Little Shrimp.
It's poetic, really.
It's truly poetic.
Anyway, we learn a lot about what Americans eat in this episode, which turns out to be whole turkeys that are popped in a microwave.
Full-blown turkeys.
Just an entire turkey. They pop it in a microwave.
Bone in. No, they're not unfreezing or anything. They're not prepping it. This is no dinner prep.
They just pop it in the microwave.
And you know what? It comes out. It looks fucking delicious. So what do I know?
If you're, you know what I always do? When I'm having a party for my favorite uncle and my teacher, who's trying to creep around my house to plant bugs and stuff.
Well, I'd personally be really into it if somebody planted a bug. Cause then,
little snacks.
Whenever
I'm having a party, I have a whole microwave turkey, a pizza, and a big blender full of green stuff that Cream the Rabbit will accidentally spill all over the place and freak out the maid.
Right.
We learned that Chris's uncle is Sam Speed. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, and Sam Speed. We originally just thought he was a cool race car driver, and in this episode he's revealed that he has some sort of, like, weird fixation, or, like, he's got, like, he's obsessed to the point of, like, he's, like, about to become, like, a Batman villain, I think. And then, like, he's like, I sleep fast, I talk fast, I got married and divorced fast.
I piss fast.
I piss fast. He shits fast, he does everything fast, and that's all he talks about.
Right.
Like, for, like, 5 minutes, and everybody in the family is just staring at him, like, mouth agape at, like, this crazy man they've led into their house.
Exactly.
Who's screaming about seeing Sonic outside. Because Sonic's gaslighting him. But, man, and then there are some subplot about Cream missing her mom. She gives everybody, flower crowns. It's a sweet story, I guess.
Right, yeah.
The maid might be her mom now, I guess.
Yeah.
The maid adopted her, I think. It's very weird. There's also a bunch of weird scenes with, like, Tails and like, Amy and, like, Cream just running through a room of, like, adult humans, and they're like, what was that? And nobody seems to really care, except for the maid, I guess. It's very strange. But anyway, yeah, that was episode 6 and 7. Continues to be a good show, continues to shine a light, to turn a mirror on the American culture.
I'm still reeling from the robot shooting rockets at a school and nobody, the police not really caring that much. It's
no.
Just like real that real is American
effectively
schools.
What I think the Baron showed Trump this episode, and he said that's exactly what we need to do with our teachers. They need to our teachers, as we know, our teachers are all playing baseball with our kids for 4 hours a day. They all need to have rockets for shoes, and they need to shoot missiles.
Right.
It's exactly. True. It's true.
It do be like that.
Yeah. So it's fucking good. Fucking good thing. And speaking of fucking good, I've got a fucking great tude. This is a fan-made character, Jail Rush the Hedgehog. I want you to tell
Jail
me.
Jail Rush the Hedgehog. Oh
Jail
my God.
Rush. Tell me what Jail Rush the Hedgehog looks like, Russ.
Oh my goodness gracious.
No, it's not Jail Russ. Although
it's
I'd like to jail Russ.
He can't catch me, bitch. Shit. I don't know. It's a blue hedgehog with red tips, but it's not Sonic Blue. It's like light blue.
You are eerily close. Did you open the page?
No, I did not.
Click on this link.
Hell yeah. I love it when I nail it because it catches out, proofs out when I'm a big smarty. Oh shit. It reversed.
No, no, no. It's light blue with yellow tips.
Oh shit.
You fucking cuck. You lost. You almost had it.
Almost had it. Wrong color. God damn it.
Okay, so I'm new around here, so I was a little nervous that I was going to get criticized for unoriginality, but it's worth the chance to show my character to this wiki. Here are some facts about Jail Rush. Let me go ahead and tell you, what's their name? Who made this one? Stereotype, I think, is their name. It fucking owns, and it's not unoriginal, and you should be very proud of this. Because this character is the fucking best. Name is Jail Rush.
As user Deathstroke the Hedgehog says, decent character all in all. My criticisms are more on the actual character.
Damn. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Really, really cool, as Brutical222 said.
Hey. Flippin' A, cool-ass character. TRM, the Rust Man. It's a Hogcast Media Delivery podcast owner.
I do not like how Deathstroke the Hedgehog just criticized the creator. Protagonist means main character, not necessarily a good guy. My protagonist is usually, at best, a vigilante. He'll turn around to be the villain side just as quick. Your backstory's pretty good, but trust me, when you explore other profiles, you realize your bio is relatively short. All in all, great character, welcome to the community. You need a fucking novel in
there. If there's not 75,000 words in there.
Yes.
If this is not a NaNoWriMo.
I personally think the backstory's pretty good. From 5 years old, Jail Rush originally grew interest in music. He listened to all kinds of music. He remained a protagonist despite his evil parents, names unknown, but when he was 11, his criminal parents forced Jail Rush to rob an arms store with his parents saying, pick two weapons of choice. You're going to need those. He succeeded. Hey,
right, you know, I think this guy has robbed an arms store before.
Jail Rush succeeded the robbery.
Do you think this is a British kid? Like, what the who calls them arms?
Black arms, dark arm, the arms, the Switch game. Uh-huh. There's a lot of...
Yeah, exactly.
Rust, I need to list more.
Yeah, you need to get Twintel, you need to get on a hand on Twintel's two weapons. Hair arms. You thought I was talking about something else.
Yes. Jail Rush succeeded the robbery, leaving with a katana and a marksman pistol. So wait, he busted into the arms store without any weapons, stole two of them, and then used that to rob the store. That's good. His parents were going to head to their next target place, but he fleeted until he eventually got lost. 4 years later, he learned self-defense in the form of acrobatic wrestling moves. He also learned how to use his weapons, so there was a perfect shot every time. When Jail Rush got up and close and personal with 7 Chaos Emeralds, he was surrounded by Eggman robots. At first, he thought the emeralds were pointless, until he eventually found out how to transform into Super Jail Rush. He was so shocked by the result of combining these 7 emeralds that he wondered about the amount of power held in each one. He tried to transform into his mystical form until he could do this with every emerald out there. 1 year later, he dedicates his life to saving the public from disaster. So, pretty good backstory, if you ask me. He robbed a thing. He has a marksman pistol and a katana. He thought emeralds were bullshit, but now he thinks they're cool. He knows wrestling. He's a funny guy with a sense of humor. Backyard moves. He can be immature at times. He has trouble waiting, and he can't contain the urge to beat someone up if they insult him. In combat, he is a perfectionist and wants his moves done in a certain manner.
Hell yeah.
Some moves he has. Dance, appealing kick. He does a little dance to taunt the victim, then runs at them and performs a spinning roundhouse.
Where do you think the author... Who calls them arms, and why is it called dance, appealing kick? Like, this guy's either a genius and, like, has paid attention to too many fighting game move names.
I think you'll find out that's the case, Russ. Drop kick. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what this move is what this says.
I don't.
It's... Russ, you need to Google it. Super kick.
I know what a drop kick is.
He does a super kick, and by super kick, I mean literally a super kick from wrestling. Trouble in Paradise, another wrestling move. He runs, takes a jump, spins midair, and kicks the victim. Curve the bullet. If he has at least one Chaos Emerald with him, he can shoot a bullet and curve it so it can either chase a single victim or hit multiple victims. If he has 3 Chaos Emeralds, he can do a Chaos Surge. He throws his katana in a straight line so that it lays on the ground. Then he places his fingers on the ground and summons chaos streams. The streams pick up the katana and move it towards the victim. The victim is restrained from movement as the katana gets closer until it stabs him in the chest. Red Arrow, basically a 360 gainer. This isn't a combat move, but it's a move Jail uses in his entrance or for fun. He just loves fucking wrestling moves. He's
Hell
extremely
yeah. I mean,
accurate when it comes to some, all caps, ranged weapons. He's a clever guy. His kicks are stronger than his punches. That's what I've always said. My kicks are stronger than my punches. His weakness is he's very light and can be thrown around. His reaction time is very slow. That seems
odd. Well,
that
doesn't help, yeah.
Yeah. I can only notice a flank if he turns his back in time. He can't see behind him sometimes.
Degree vision.
Yeah, he can't see behind him sometimes, leading him to trip. It's like, well, listen, bud, none of us can. Unless
Super
you're the guy from that episode
Goku.
Of Goosebumps with the eyes
yeah.
on the back of your head.
Exactly. Or Super Instinct Goku, anyway.
Ultra Instinct Goku, please.
Ultra Instinct, excuse me.
Trivia. His actual name was Wolliver before the robbery milestone.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Kid has to be British.
Wolliver is the most British name ever, so yes. He was inspired by alternative punk and hard rock.
Hell yeah.
He obviously has a patience problem. He can dance like Michael Jackson, but you see him rarely do it. Just like Seth Robotelli. He can moonwalk, but you'll never see him do it. on Super Transformation, Jael can turn his eyes red before transforming, giving a sense of flair. I like that. Jael Rush can perform many WWE-inspired moves, the Red Arrow, Trouble in Paradise, etc., super kicks. He can play guitar and sing vocals. In his spare time, he can cover bands like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, System of a Down, and other rock bands.
Hell yeah.
Let's see, theme songs, Boss Mode by Knife Party. Is that a band?
Let
Knife
me listen
Party?
To that real quick.
Knife Party? Boss Mode?
It's hell yeah, it's cool. It's EDM, baby.
Yeah, this is EDM. Homesick at Space Camp by Fall Out Boy. The whole rushing rhythm describes his energetic parkour. Hell yes. Bap You by Party Favor, which describes his Las Vegas nature. He's from Las Vegas, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
I've got some quotes from him. I have these gems. These are useless. He's assuming that the emeralds are useless.
You ever hold a gem and just be like, fuck, why do I gotta keep these on me? What the fuck?
Ah, my hometown. Him visiting Las Vegas. No creo que pueda soportar el calor. I don't think you can handle the heat. One of his many foreign... One of his many foreign catchphrases.
Alan, do you ever go back to your hometown and go like, ah, my hometown?
It's just like that Kanye song.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. No creo que pueda soportar el calor. I don't think you can handle the heat. One of his many foreign catchphrases. What are his other ones? Has he been
what
to other
they?
Countries? This
he's
is only the beginning.
Around the world, he's Jael Rush the Hedgehog. He's running around.
He's rushing towards jail. But aren't we all?
Oh,
this is
all?
Only the beginning. He's about to. That's what he says when he's about to go super. I've got a cool drawing here by 40 Degrees Kevin. This is a pretty good drawing, actually. I really like this guy. He has a cool sight on his pistol.
It's hell yeah.
Good. I like that. I like that he's under the categories armed with a sword, gunslingers, and teenagers.
Yeah, it's fucking teens.
This fucking owns. I like this a lot. There's a bunch of people in the comments that are saying like, "I love this character. Can I have my? You want me to see if my sister could draw him? Yeah, I would love that. Actually,
I would love that. Everybody likes him. What a positive place.
Yeah, this guy was
my
so
OC
worried.
Gets
this
treated
guy was so
like
worried
shit.
About his character, but I mean, this character seems like it's good.
I gotta commission people to get art of my character, so.
Yeah, well, your character's Jailbait the Hedgehog.
Oh my god.
You fucking creep.
I'm not. Ha!
Ha, yeah, exactly. Man, what a fucking dude. What a world.
What
did we get any questions this week? No, we didn't. Check
we
cat.
Didn't, but I did... I did post it on a Discord I'm a part of, and somebody asked me some questions.
Okay, what are the questions?
Okay, let's see. Let's check them out. What's friend of the show, Beb? Do you know Beb?
No, but okay.
You're Paris's friend. What's the most disgusted you've seen? What's the most disgusted you've been by someone you liked / dated?
Nothing.
Let me think. I was pretty disgusted with my girlfriend back in 2006 when I found out she was a GameCube with a wig on.
Oh, wow. I was going to say the same thing, but it was back in 20, 2012 when I found out it was a pug with a wig on, and I was Bruce Willis in a Fred Delicious tweet.
I got this crush on this woman, but it was actually just my shower curtain rolled, like, cinched up tight, and then I saw myself in the mirror, and it looked like I had long hair, and I thought it was a woman. I was like, wow, that hideous woman looks like they know a lot about Sonic, though, and I'm a bit of a gamer nerd.
Yeah, there was also that one time that you watched Looney Tunes and you got horny for Bugs Bunny while he was wearing a wig. But who can blame
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Yeah, who can blame you? Who can blame anyone, though, these days, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can. Any other questions?
How do we feel about Vore?
I guess it depends. It's situational.
I used to be really into Vore, but I saw a man consume his true love today, and that's we're heartbreaking. It's tragic. It's not fun.
I've been watching the Cell saga in Dragon Ball Z, and he does Vore people with his tail, and it reminds me a lot of the... Yes, it's very...
Huge with the Vore community.
Very huge. It reminds me a lot of this...
Were you the one who pointed that out to me, or was that somebody else?
I think it might have been you. I did say that it reminds me of this one Dick Vore comic I read.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But man, is it... It's fucked up. So,
it
I don't know.
Up.
I guess it's okay. It depends. But anyway, yeah. Any other questions or else, or is that about it?
No, that's about it. It's just random people on a Discord.
Okay. Anyway, so I guess that's it for the week then, huh?
Yeah.
You got anything you want to plug? Twitter?
Fuck. I gotta think of something good. Yeah, Piss Goblin on Twitter.
At Action Allen on Twitter. You can follow the show at Hotcast SD.
If you're ever in the Portland, Oregon area, hey, check out some local comedy. I can shoot you some recommendations.
Russ is always talking about local comedy now.
I might actually be running a Twitter account for a local comedy club. Anyway.
Okay, Russ, can you plug our show on the...
I'm not going to plug our show. They have less followers than both of us do combined, so...
Wait. You mean like... You mean, like, less than either one of us, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've surpassed you now, Russ.
Yeah, that's true. Alan did surpass me at one
point. Much like Goku surpassed Vegeta.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly like that.
Hey, no complaints. If I'm Vegeta, hey,
you're
where
not,
are you, Bulma?
You're more a Krillin, Russ.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means that if a robot lady...
Well, you know
what?
Now your stance doesn't stand, and I get half of your followers now. Give him over.
No, Russ, if you're like Krillin, because if a robot lady kissed you on the cheek, you would basically make a bad decision that would destroy the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As I've said in the past, if we could get 10 more listeners to the show, I would trade 100 of my followers for 10 new listeners. No joke.
Literally, I would too.
Yeah.
Because I've got them falling out the wazoo, and I don't talk to most of them.
You have them falling out of my college?
What? Yeah, the wazoo.
Yeah.
I would also, I'd trade Barack Obama for 10 listeners.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot, right? Right. Anyway, yeah, also, if you're the people that are listening to this in Japan, please tell us, because, like, unless you're sad, because we know you're probably listening, but, like, maybe, I don't know, she probably got better things to do with her life.
She subscribed and never listens, probably.
Probably, like most people.
That's the way she is. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who's listening in Japan, but like there are more people there than everybody in America and Canada and England combined. Do you work at the Sega Corporation? Please tell us. Are you Pepper the Robot?
Hey, are you Pepper the Robot?
Do you think Pepper the Robot's trying to fuck with me? By inflating our download numbers? I bet that's what they would do. I fucking hate Pepper the Robot so much. If you've seen a Pepper the Robot, can you tell me where to find it so I can, like, fucking hit it with a baseball bat or something?
Hell yeah.
I fucking hate Pepper so much. All right. Well, that's about it. I've got to go look up where to find Pepper in Japan so I can go hunt them down. Right. Until next time, Russ, I guess.
Okay. Good night, my friend.
Well, not
good
friend.
Luck. Podcast guys.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.